It was not. So anyway, the newspaper article says it was not so good morning for ABC fans across America today. A quarrel over transmission rights between Time Warner and the Walt Disney Company left 11 Disney-owned ABC stations off of local cable systems. So if you are a Time Warner cable subscriber in any of the following cities, New York, Los Angeles, Houston, Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, Toledo, Ohio, and small parts of Time Warner systems in Fresno, California, and Philadelphia, then you don't get no ABC. And Ted Bell is with us, who has some contacts in the entertainment business and has produced films with many of the principals who are also involved in cable transmission. Ted, how are you this afternoon?
Real good, Phil. And I'm happy to be of service. I hope I can be of some service.
Well, here's what we're really asking. What is the, what is the impetus behind this, this dispute between ABC and Time Warner, this cable dispute, and when are they going to get their stuff back together again so that people, such as my engineer here, Craig Taylor, who just got Time Warner Cable, will be able to get ABC programs?
All right. First of all, Phil, I'm afraid, you know, you made a little bit of a, I don't know why you called me with this. I have a dish. I left cable behind a long time ago.
You have a satellite dish?
Yeah, I got the big dish back in 1985. I choose what I watch. It doesn't choose me. So I don't have any problems with that. And I do have a difficult time feeling bad for people who didn't. How I can help you.
You have a satellite dish, so you don't have any cable problems.
No, I don't have any cable problems. I don't even operate in the world of cable problems. I have a difficult time understanding people that do, although I do realize it's socioeconomic. And I recognize that when Mike Schaefer called me, your producer, it had a lot to do with your audience. And the demographics of your audience, I'm going to put it, I don't know what the demographics are, but probably most of the people who listen to your show live in apartments. Most of them live... maybe there's a large halfway house population, and some of them live in, and I'll be kind, moving homes. So from that respect, they don't get the dish. They don't have the satellite dish. I do. I don't have cable problems. So I don't know.
Well.
I mean, what do you want me to do here?
Well, I wanted to get some insight into the when this thing might be over, the dispute, so that people who have cable TV.
When you're talking about cable TV, Phil, I haven't had cable TV since the early 80s. I bought the big dish. You have a dish, don't you?
I have a small. I've got a DSS.
Oh, okay. So you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I do, only because I don't have any cable service out where I live. There's no cable company that provides service out there.
So you had to get a dish.
I had to get a satellite dish.
Well, it's great. Having a satellite dish is fantastic because, as you know, Phil, you get 500 different channels. You mentioned having the NFL package. You get the NBA package. You've got a choice. Now, you have DSS. I have the big dish, which means I get programming from all over the world.
And when you say big dish, you're talking about one of those really large.
Yeah, well, I've got a 12-foot radius dish. That's the Big Daddy. Got it out of my backyard. Got that baby in the late 1980s. I can pick up outer space on this thing. And I do a lot of viewing of international programming. One of the things that's fun, you can get some of these nudie deals, the foreign nudies or these Russian nudie movies.
And what did you say? Russian nudie movies?
You can get some of these nudies, you know, the American nudies. You can get those. But the Russians do their own kind of nudie films, okay?
And when you say a nudie film, what do you mean?
I'm talking about these porn films.
Okay.
And you get the Russian nudie, and they're better than the American nudies, because the American nudies, I understand what they're saying, so I get caught up in the plot. But with the Russian nudies, I don't understand what the hell they're talking about, so I can watch the nudies. And you don't have to worry because you don't speak the language, and I don't have to care, right? I start caring too much for a lot of the actors in American nudies.
American adult, I've never heard them referred to as nudies, okay?
Well, American adult films. But most of them are great because of you're able to watch what, you know. I'll tell you what, you're probably worried for your listeners because of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right?
I think a lot of people like to see that show. A lot of the ABC programs they want to see, but Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is a big one. If you don't have cable, do you ever watch that show?
I watch the show, but the point is, the people who are upset with the Time Warner ABC dispute and who won't be getting Time Warner ABC or the Time Warner cable system, they probably watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right?
I guess.
All right. First of all, trim an extra hedge. Instead of vicariously wanting to be a millionaire, this is my message for your listeners, Phil.
Go ahead, Ted.
Well, no, seriously, instead of vicariously trying to be a millionaire, why don't you set out to become a millionaire? Trim an extra hedge. Make your automobile shop a foreign car specialist. Take in more laundry. Clean another toilet. As the summer months approach, they'll be needing more Checkers at Vons. You know what?
Well, it's not about people wanting. It's about their TV viewing. You understand? And
no, but it's, if all they want to see is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I can't relate to that. I just told you how to start to be a millionaire. They're trying to live their lives through some other guy's life, okay? But quit crying until you get, do it my way, Phil. That's the way to do it. Cable is ridiculous. Do it the way I do it, which is with a dish, go out, work your ass off, earn some money, but quit crying until you get that dish, okay? Do it the way I'm doing it. Do it the way Phil's doing it. Get a satellite dish.
All right. Right now, a lot of people...
I understand a lot of people can't afford it because right now there's an awful lot of people out there who only have the cable system. But the sooner you get on a dish, the better.
Well, you know, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that. By the way, we're talking with Ted Bell from the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse and the Beverly Hills Automobile Association about the Time Warner ABC network dispute. And that means that a lot of people won't have ABC shows on their cable system. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're saying go ahead and get a dish and you don't have to worry about it.
Right. And I understand that it's difficult for a lot of your listeners because they live in apartments. Like I said, they live in halfway houses or whatever. What you need to do is get with the apartment manager or the apartment owner and ask him how you can get a dish up, because that's the only way, Phil, you're really going to be able to get the shows that you want. Cable is in the past. Cable TV is in the past. And the sooner your listeners unsubscribe to cable television and the quicker they get themselves on some kind of a dish, I don't care if it's the big dish.
See, a lot of us can only get that small dish, like the DSS.
Right.
You have the big one.
I got the Big Daddy. But that's me. That's because I could afford it. That's because I have the vision. That's because it was something that I wanted to, that I personally wanted to do. And I'll tell you something right now. Get off of that cable system. Get on the satellite dishes. And quit trying to be a millionaire by watching some guy on television. It's the best thing I could say.
All right, Ted Bell is with us here. I don't think anybody's trying to be a millionaire by watching a TV show.
I think it's a substitute for getting out and working.
I don't think so, Ted. What is the heart of this dispute, do you know?
You know, Phil, you keep asking me these questions. I don't touch.
You don't know anything about it?
I have a satellite dish. I don't follow cable disputes, okay? I got no problem getting any kind of programming for any kind of network. I got a satellite dish. You don't even mean what I say I have it.
So you get all ABC, NBC.
I get it all. I get Fox, I get ABC, I get NBC, I get it all. I don't have to worry about having cable. If you're worrying about having cable, you might as well put your balls right into the hands of the cable owners. Go ahead and drop your testicles right into the hands of the people that own cable companies, because if you have a cable system, that's the grip that they've got on you.
Now, you've had satellite since when?
I've had satellite since the mid-80s. I don't play that cable thing.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bell. I wish I knew what the
You don't know what the cause of the dispute is.
No, I don't.
Well, one thing is for sure, money. There isn't one problem that we have in this world today between businesses that doesn't have something to do with money. I feel like I can guarantee it's probably got a lot to do with money.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Louise, Texas, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. The man that's on there, his name is Ted.
Ted Bell, ma'am.
Yes. I'm from Louise, Texas, and I'm like
You got
Bill.
Cable?
Do
you got,
what?
You got cable, right?
No, I do not. I have a satellite. But I
You have a satellite, or do you have a satellite dish?
Dish. I have a DSS. Okay.
How did you get that?
How? I bought it.
Well, forgive me, you live in Texas?
Yes.
Do you live in a home or an apartment, or how does that work?
I live in a home in the country. country, and we do not have cable.
Hmm.
But the people that
that's unusual for Phil's listeners. They usually live in apartments.
I live in a $125,000 house, but the cable company in the town that lives close to me wouldn't run a line because there's not enough people. Okay, so I got a satellite.
You got a satellite or a satellite dish?
She got a satellite dish.
Well, she keeps saying she has a satellite.
I know, but she means satellite dish. Okay, ma'am.
My problem with you is you think because you can afford it, everybody else can. I was lucky I could, but there are people in this world that can't afford everything they want.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep putting your rear end in the hands of the cable companies? You're going to grow up there.
No, just like you said, put your balls in their hands.
That's right.
Okay, but some people aren't fortunate enough to be able to afford a dish.
I know that, ma'am.
Okay.
I agree with you. I know that.
They not only are watching for the millionaire show, they're all, myself, I happen to like the news staff that Channel 13 out of Houston has, and that's the ABC channel.
Well, a lot of these people that live in trailers, they want to watch that Who Could Get to Be a Millionaire deal, right?
Correct, but that's not the only reason. There's soap operas that they watch on that channel.
No. The only reason why they watch ABCs for that Who Wants to Be the next
millionaire. No, women like soap operas. I'm a woman. I ought to know.
Well, they got soap operas on CBS and on NBC,
sure do,
too.
But
yeah.
They also have the some of them like the ones on the ABC channel. I particularly like the news staff on the ABC channel.
Are you sure you can afford an SA-44 dish?
A what?
You got a satellite dish?
I have a DSS.
How did you afford that?
Because I work for a living. That's how
No, I don't doubt that you work for a living, but you make enough income to get a dish?
I live outside town in the country.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but is the home you're in right now, it's cable ready or satellite ready?
Neither. I got the DSA so I could get more channels.
Is your home made out of wood or metal?
My house is brick.
It is a brick house, Phil.
I knew it was a brick house. What are you asking?
I thought it was a metal home.
I don't live in a trailer, no.
All right, so there's no mud or anything? What I'm trying to get to, dear, is your home constructed at all with mud or adobe? Your home constructed at all utilizing mud, twigs, or adobe, or anything like that?
Brick and wood and concrete.
And no mud or adobe, correct?
No mud or adobe, no. It's a brick house, right?
Brick. $125,000 brick house.
Now, are you married, dear?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right, so you have a combined income. Does your husband work in the oil fields?
I do.
It's not, in other words, it's not made of old tires. You see,
what are you asking this woman, okay? What are you asking her?
I'm trying to determine how a woman, can we put her on hold for a minute?
Ma'am, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a truck driver, so I can afford anything I want.
All right, dear. Hold the line for. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back with you.
Okay. I'm on a mobile. So
all right. You just stick there. Hold on.
Is she on hold?
Yes.
How can this? You listen to this broad. She sounds like she makes about 15 cents an hour. Ask her how much she makes.
I'm not going to be disrespectful to her. She says she's a truck driver. Okay.
She doesn't sound like she makes any money. I bet she works at a Stop and Go or something. Ask her.
Okay, ma'am, you're back on the air. Hello?
Yes, I am, and I'm driving down the highway, and I work in the oil field. I haul oil field equipment in my pickup, and no, I don't make 15 cents an hour.
I thought you said
my paycheck last week was $1,800.
I thought you said she was on hold.
I thought
and
she was.
This week, it's going to be $2,000, so don't tell me I got the brains of a damn waitress.
Wait a second.
I happen to be college educated, and I choose to be a truck driver because I like to travel, and I'm making more money than any other woman that works as a secretary unless she's screwing the damn boss.
Ma'am, I never said anything about you making 15 cents an hour.
You damn sure did, because he did not have me on hold.
Second,
but ma'am, you're right, he did. He was on hold.
You are done got me hot now. now, man.
Henry, I'm going to kill you for making me look like an ass in front of this lady, okay?
Yeah, well, you did when you started spouting off about people not being able to afford a satellite being on cable.
Wait a second.
You were on cable before you got a satellite.
The host of the show assured me that you were on hold.
Well, I thought that she was.
You're making me look like a fool?
I do not make 15 cents an hour. I turned in tickets while ago at my boss's office that were $1,800 for last week.
Ma'am, I'm just a brief 10-second hold. I'll be right back to you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Ted, you need to come back and apologize to this lady.
This white trash? Are we sure we're on hold?
Yes.
You're sure we're on hold?
Yes.
This white trash, with her 1800 blah, 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 it's bull crap. I guarantee you she's lying.
Ted,
to send you my check.
Wait a second.
Stub?
You said she was on hold, for Christ's sake.
I'm sorry.
To send you my goddamn check stub. Don't call me white trash.
No, wait a second.
Probably buy your ass.
I never said anything of the sort, man. I can assure you.
And this guy, Bill, is
a
witness to it.
I saw
it. So you are caught, mister.
Yes, you are caught, and you did say it, Ted. I told you to apologize.
You assured me we were on hold.
I thought we were. I got an engineer here. I got a producer.
How dare you, Henry? You stabbed me in the back. Ma'am?
What?
I hope
I can get him to give me your address, because my husband will call your ass and call you, probably get you to come out and meet him.
Well, now, wait a second. I think you misheard me. I didn't say white trash.
No, you call me white trash. And I am not.
Well, I don't believe
I'm a mother of three. I work 7 days a week. I'm on call 24 hours a day. I work for Acme Truck Lines. You can call them and ask them and see if I don't work my ass off.
Well,
I probably work more hours than you do.
But I never said anything.
Poor white trash. You may not have said the poor, but you called me white trash.
You did, Ted, and I heard it.
I am not white trash.
Yes, ma'am, and you know what?
I have been married, and I have three kids.
Yes.
I have four grandkids.
Absolutely.
And I take care of my business.
Ma'am, I want to get him to apologize to you.
Well, he's done beyond that. He's
hold
not going to apologize.
Hold on for a second, okay? Let me just...
You're sure she's on hold?
I'm going to put this lady on hold so you don't offend her again. So hold on for just a moment, ma'am.
Twice he did that.
Are you sure she's on hold?
Yes.
Why can't you back me up just once? Look, if she's a truck driver, I'm Tinkerbell, okay? Now,
Ted, she's a truck driver. She says she's a truck driver. She lives in Texas.
Oh, come on. She's one of the Judds. Looks like she's inbred, probably. Now, look.
Ted, are you kidding me, man? Now, you're going to apologize to her.
All right, I'll pretend like I'm sorry.
Put her back on. Ma'am?
Yes?
Here's Ted.
Ma'am?
What?
Ted Bell here.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Try a little harder.
I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, well, mean it from the heart. Don't just say the words.
You know what you...
Because I am a truck driver. Would you like me to give you the 800 number to Acme Truck Line in Victoria, Texas? That's where I work out of.
No, that won't be...
I drive a 1994 double cab pickup, and I haul oil fill equipment.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Could you hear what I was saying when we were on hold that time?
Truth or you want me to lie to you?
Truth.
Yes, I could.
Henry, you...
I thought we were on hold.
God
well,
damn.
Your engineer ain't worth a damn.
well, we know that.
That's three times I done heard what
yeah,
this man said.
That's right, ma'am.
I am not...
Apologize to her, Ted.
I'll give you my address.
What am I supposed to apologize for?
Apologize to the
you
lady. She heard
me
it.
You call me a white trash, and I am not.
Say
I
you're
am
sorry. Say you're sorry,
kids
Ted.
And four grandkids.
Say you're sorry, Ted.
All right, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Say it good, okay? Say it like you mean it, like the lady said.
I cannot believe this.
What
there.
Did I do, ma'am? Oh, Henry brought me on this show to talk about cable. I don't have cable.
Okay.
I got a dish.
You should have told him right off the start.
I did.
He knew nothing about it and that you were getting off. But no, you stayed on and you took my, he put you and me on.
Right.
And I gave you my view and then you call me white trash.
That's
you
right.
You call me a Tinkerbell. You call me a 15-cent-an-hour waitress or a stop-and-go. That's
ma'am,
what it was, a stop-and-go waitress.
I think you misheard me.
No,
she
I've
didn't.
I've got a witness.
She didn't mishear you. I
and
heard it, too.
And I bet he's got it on tape, too.
Say you're sorry.
If you want me to get a lawyer, I'll get him. I'll get Bill in trouble.
No, not a lawyer.
Yeah, well.
Look, okay, I'm sorry. I said you sounded a little hanky, but you're still, I'm sorry.
I'm college educated.
You're fine. I didn't mean to call you white trash. What I meant to say was honky. But I don't even mean that. I don't mean that.
I'm white. I sure as hell am. I'm a 50-year-old white Caucasian woman. And a lady at that.
Oh, you're white.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Thank you very
much.
I couldn't tell that.
Thank you.
I couldn't tell if you're white or not.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-4 Nice going.
Oh, me nice going. You're the guy that sticks my ass in a grill like that, and you say me.
I told you to apologize to her. Hold on. You're not even doing that? And to lie to that person?
I didn't let you put me in the situation, Phil. I can assure you, I told you I knew nothing about cable television. I knew everything about satellite TV. And you put me in that situation.
Well, we're back. It's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, say it.
To the lady in Louise, Texas, this is Ted Bell. Ted Bell apologizes for any misperception on your part. Ted Bell apologizes for what could have been your inability to understand what it was I was saying. You're a truck driver. I'm a businessman. We have a gulf between us, perhaps, in terms of our ability to communicate. So I apologize to you for your lack of understanding me. I'm Ted Bell, and I hope that this apology will go a long way toward bridging the gap in communication between people, places, and cultures. Thank you, I'm Ted Bell. Is that good enough? I mean, I don't know what you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, you sound a little impatient.
Well, the whole I'm Ted Bell thing, I guess, is putting me off. Here is...
Well, Phil, I want the lady to know who made the apology and why.
I understand. Here is Clearfield on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make a few comments. I wanted to make a comment about, you know, this guy's attitude about your listening audience, as well as the stereotypical and educated comments about how great it is to own a satellite dish. And
it is great. I think it is great too.
It comes down to personal choice, because cable versus satellite, you know, a lot of packages they throw in the satellite dish, you know, BFD, you know, big deal.
What do you mean, BFD?
It doesn't mean anything. And then as far as the listening audience, I want to tell you something. I am an educated person.
How many bedrooms in your home?
I can own apartments.
How many bedrooms?
Let alone own my house.
How many bedrooms in your home?
Four.
You have four?
We have a four-bedroom house. We own 5 acres of land.
See,
my husband
once
and
again,
I could, we can retire right now.
A lot of
right
your
now,
listeners
it's
are really going.
A year.
A lot of your listeners are going against the stereotype, Bill.
Why?
I didn't think you had any listeners that had more than one-bedroom apartment. I really didn't.
Well, why is that?
You know, what's sad is
she's got four bedrooms.
Are you your businesses? Because you're obviously the way you talk is just so uncustomer friendly.
No, ma'am.
I mean, you must be behind the scenes or something.
You have four bedrooms in your house. You're saying four bedrooms in one house, or do you rent four?
Yes.
Do you rent? Wow.
What's the big thing about that? She has a four-bedroom house. I have a four-bedroom house.
Yeah, I just wanted to just squash that stereotypical, you know, white trash, welfare-ridden apartment.
Well, I just
living,
don't. Phil Hendry called me up. He wanted some story from me about why the Time Warner ABC problem with the cable system. I said, why are you calling me about cable TV?
Well, I have a dish. Okay,
I have a satellite dish.
That's not a problem.
Nobody chooses to drive a VW, all right? When they can drive a BMW, just like nobody chooses to have cable when they can have satellite. I'm Ted Bell. I have both satellite and a BMW.
Man, here is...
What does that mean?
Never mind. Here is Hollywood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hollywood, hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, you're on the air, ma'am, on the Phil Hendry
Ted,
Show.
You are the most insincere human being I've ever heard in my life.
You know,
you are the epitome
of what
L.A. is. You are everything... People in L.A. do not.
You live in Hollywood. You live in Hollywood.
So arrogant.
You live in Hollywood.
You have a BMW and a dish. does that make you a class act kind of human being?
No, but he asked me, what do I think about cable?
Oh, my God, you're so pathetic.
I'm pathetic. I have a dish, okay?
Oh, and you're so brilliant because you have a dish.
I don't have the 18-inch dish.
You know, when I grow up, I want to be just like you.
You know, baby.
I want to be just like you.
You know what, baby? You live in Hollywood, okay? I live in Beverly Hills. I'm sorry if you're depressed.
That makes you a better person.
I'm sorry if you're depressed.
That makes you a better person, right?
I'm sorry if you're depressed about living in Hollywood and I live in Beverly Hills.
Did I say I was depressed?
You sound
depressed. Did I tell you what part of Hollywood it was?
Yeah, what part of Hollywood?
Because I said Hollywood. Maybe I don't need to brag about where I live.
What,
do
you live in the hills?
My existence as a human being.
No, Hollywood Hills.
Just because you live for your dish and your BMW.
Have you got a
beer? Get a grip, guys.
I got an 800 series.
Oh, my God. You're so pathetic.
I have an 800 series BMW. Thank you.
That makes you a really good human being,
just
right?
Because